Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Hello, hello, hello. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, saying welcome, welcome, welcome to Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. This is a makeup episode because it was too cold to leave the goddamn house on Monday or Tuesday. So luckily, Shannon and Jorge are troopers, so they came in on Friday so that we could do another episode. And I am so glad to have these boys that are across from me from at the table. From two goons, it's our good buddy, Che Durena.
How's it going, guys? We feeling good?
Feeling
good?
Great, buddy.
Yeah.
And next to him from World War Fun and among other things is our great friend, Sydney Gant.
What's going on? Happy to be here. We did almost have an incident. I thought Che just reached over to hold my hand a second ago.
Oh, really?
When you changed that volume.
Oh, yeah, when I was like...
Yeah, I thought you reached over to hold my hand, and I was like, I don't know how I'm going to react to this.
That would be great. Even for... I'd be like, I don't even know how am I going to play that?
So great to have you guys. Thing number one, I just did Toronto for the first time.
Mm.
And Trey, you're a Canadian boy.
Yes, yeah, I love Toronto.
I got to tell you, Toronto, way more Asians than I thought.
Oh, really? Yeah, a lot of Asians. Across Canada, everywhere, a lot of Asians.
An exceptional man. No complaint.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Didn't expect it.
Yeah, they're going to get a lot of Asians, a lot of Jamaicans. Specifically, I think Toronto's like, you're going to get Filipinos. I know Vancouver's a lot of Filipino people.
I feel like that was almost like a Korea town or like wherever.
There is a Korea town. Yeah, there is. Yeah.
That was near where we were. And
okay.
I was just very surprised.
Yeah.
But I will say, excellent city. Enjoyed it very much. And shout out to Smokes Poutinerie.
Oh, you ate a lot of smokes. Yeah.
Buddy, Indian butter chicken.
Dude, your
on
ass
poutine
must be going crazy, dog.
Baba, I can't. I had one pulled pork one and one Indian butter chicken, and I was switching. Dude. And we drove. So the next
your
day,
parts,
10-hour drive back.
Yo, the interior of that car was melting.
Must have been fucked, dog. Dude.
Talk about needing to get your car detailed.
Yeah.
Poor Alex Tomaselli just making the drive.
Oh, and it's cold out. You can't even open the window or anything.
Yeah.
It's like either freeze to death or breathe your fucking ass, dude.
Two things I've been really thinking that cars need lately.
Yeah.
One, a horn to beat towards the back.
Okay, back horn, yeah.
You gotta
okay.
beep at people in the back sometimes.
Yeah.
And you need something like a button you can press that's similar to the defrost that just vents out farts.
Yeah.
We all need that. Just
yes.
Like
yeah, it just sucks everything.
Yeah, get 15 seconds.
Yeah,
it'll make you feel like you're in a spaceship and you're like getting sucked into the vents.
Yeah,
you know?
I like that, dude. I think those
you gotta stay buckled in.
You gotta stay buckled.
Yeah.
I don't mind it, you know. So I've traveled with enough wrestlers in sprinter vans.
Oh, to know that.
To know that, you know, well, the way when I travel with the wrestlers, they basically have two vans and they don't tell us which one we're in, but one smells like protein farts and one smells like weed, and I just go in the weed one.
Yes.
That makes the most
sense.
Follow your nose.
I can imagine because you got the protein. They're all on like protein powder and stuff, but also the steroids. The steroids fuck your body up like crazy in terms of like the farts and shit like
that.
Dude,
just the sweat out of your body when you're on steroids.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Anytime I roll with somebody that's on steroids, I know it for a fact.
I had a porn star tell me that she, like back in like the 2000s, there was a lot of steroided dudes, and she said their cum would come out clumpy.
Mm.
And it would also like burn your face.
They needed to put it in a shaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need that little metal thing in there? Put it in the dick hole?
I needed to say this because it's going to be in my brain the whole entire time. When follow your nose to get into the weed van. Mm-hmm. Token Sam. I just needed to say that.
That's fine.
Thank
I love
you.
It.
We can move on now.
Wait, say that again?
Token Sam.
Token Sam.
What's Token Sam?
Instead of Toucan Sam.
Tokens.
The Fruit Loops, yeah.
Okay, so is this a Canadian thing?
No, we didn't have
Fruit Loops?
No, we got it. We had
rings or some shit?
Like, we definitely have a lot of off-brand bullshit, but we did have toucans. So okay. He made it.
You know what just made it to America? All-dressed chips.
All-dressed chips are the fucking best.
What is this?
Bring it up, Shannon.
Dude, what is this?
I can't believe you guys just got them
delivered yesterday from GoPuff.
Dude, so this is something everyone would talk about. Canada, you have ketchup chips. Fuck ketchup chips.
Mm-hmm.
Ketchup chips are whatever. All dressed chips, they're fine. Yeah.
All dressed chips?
Go hard.
Excellent.
Yeah. Fucking unreal chip. And they've been in Canada.
Before I even look at these, which chips am I going to replace with these?
Barbecue.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Okay. So what am I pairing these with?
A dip for sure. If you can get a good, they're a good dip chip. Because you're gonna get the Ruffles all dressed, so it's like that thick, like fucking ribbed. This guy.
Yeah, I don't want to look at. I have a couple more questions before I look at this.
Okay. That's fine. Okay.
Yeah. So when he said all dressed chips,
yeah.
What was the first food you thought of to have them with?
First food. I mean, I don't really match chips with a lot of stuff. I'm more of just like eating chips as a snack.
You've never been overweight.
No, a little bit. Not crazy.
No, you have not. He's still an overweight though.
I would say go great with a like cold cut sandwich or a burger.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's definitely
turkey
like
turkey or ham.
Turkey.
Okay. Now I want to see these chips.
Now bring up all dressed chips.
It's definitely a summer chip, I would say. Yeah.
What would you call the flavor profile on
it? It's like barbecue, salt and vinegar, and then maybe there's some sour cream and onion in there too. But the sour cream and onion, I would say, is like the faintest of them all.
Okay.
But you're getting that sort of like soury, sweetness, barbecue-y all in one chip. I can't believe you guys didn't have these.
Tangy, savory, and sweet notes frequently described as a mixture of barbecue, salt and vinegar, sour cream and onion, and ketchup.
Dude, there we go. Bang.
Wow.
Bang. Yeah.
The only thing I would say.
The connoisseur over here.
The only chips I would say are above them are what's the horseradish ones they have at Wawa?
Oh, I don't even know these.
Oh, goodness gracious. If you wouldn't have asked me that, I would have been able to tell you a second ago.
It's like horseradish and cheddar.
I've even heard of this chip.
Shannon, could you look up horseradish chips? They're really fucking good.
Dude, way better than you think. They're like cheap wasabi.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I like this.
Yeah,
like
they clear you out going. A little. They're nice.
Right?
Mm. Yeah, it's a nice.
Yeah, especially if you have sinus issues.
Diuretic. Oh, you mean the nostrils.
Yeah.
I mean, they open up your nose. They make you blacker.
Okay.
Yeah. You get them nostrils flaring.
I keep just getting cheddar and horseradish.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cheddar and horseradish. That's fire, dude. Okay, yeah.
Because that's one of my Wawa states. If I'm going Wawa, the things I definitely want.
Yeah.
Hot pretzel.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going sweet, snickerdoodle cookie or a peanut butter, what's it called? The chocolate things.
It's like
a snack cake.
Tasty cakes.
The peanut butter tasty cake.
Or candy cakes. Yeah.
And then iced tea. Wawa iced tea, unbeatable.
So just a little heads up. You cannot have those horseradish chips with like the meatball sub or anything that has the red sauce on it.
Why?
The combination of those two flavors.
They're just bad.
It tastes like medicine.
It's like toothpaste and orange juice.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. See, this is something that Canada is really lacking on. Mm-hmm. You guys have like this hardcore passion for gas stations.
Yeah.
Like you have Wawa, you got Buc-ee's, you got fucking, I don't know, there's other ones too, but you guys like, you fuck with them and they're all, but you fuck with them for a good reason. They're sick. You guys stock them like crazy. We don't do that in Canada, which is wild because our shit's far away and we do road trips all the time. And so we need this kind of like standout gas station sort of thing.
Yeah, we don't even like fuel up with gas. We fuel up with pre-diabetes. That's how we get from place to place.
We just
diabetes our way
from
one place to the other.
One thing I was furious at in Toronto, and this is the first time I'll make a political statement on this show, these tariffs are out of control. I couldn't get goddamn Jack Daniels.
Oh, yeah. No, They're fucking, like, there's a whole bunch of shit. It'll say, like, it'll have, like, a maple leaf on it if it's, like, a Canadian product and it hasn't been hit by a tariff. Mm-hmm. And it'll have, like, a T on it, and shit is going through the roof over there. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because I shouted him out last week, Catacombs Cabaret, Rob Mayo's new room.
Okay, sick.
And I sent one of the guys that works there out, and he's like, what do you need? And I was like, I just need a bottle of Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, no, we can't do that. I had to drink like Crown or something.
Crown's good though.
Yeah, it's not what I wanted.
Fair. That's
I wanted. I'm a Jim Beam guy.
Yeah. Fair. Yeah.
And at home, an Evan Williams guy.
Yeah.
I'm a low brow gentleman.
You have what you like. Yeah. That's totally fair. Yeah.
Lately though, has come back into my vernacular. Bacardi Limon.
Oh
no, thanks.
Not bad.
Mm-mm. I remember. I don't even drink much, but I remember them very specifically from my college days. That we would all get these little bottles of the Bacardis.
Mm-hmm.
And show up at parties,
mm-hmm.
and when they needed, you need to make a mixed drink.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, you were just like opening up your shit. Like, what do you want?
What?
Like,
yeah.
I'm the guy. I'm the bar over here.
When we were young, it was Bacardi 151. Which, man, looking back on it, bad decisions.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. My buddy spilled some of that on a leather couch and like burned the fucking leather.
Well, you used to get Everclear when we were kids. Yeah,
damn, you could fuel a SUV with that shit.
Everclear and orange juice, like animals.
Yeah, that's fucked.
I've never had Everclear.
Don't.
Yeah.
It's like 90% alcohol. It's ridiculous. Yeah,
it's like moonshine, basically.
It's retarded. There's no reason for it.
The big one that launched when I was in high school was the Jaeger Bomb. That changed the game for us. Jaeger Bomb, I was probably like grade 10 or 11, and then we were like, oh, this is unreal.
I'm sorry. I'm really not a big drinker.
Yeah.
So which one is the Jaeger Bomb?
So you take a shot of Jaeger, and you like put the shot, I mean, if you want to do it real fancy, you put the shot upside down in the glass so it's like sealed.
Okay.
And then you pour Red Bull over top of it. And then so when you pull the shot out and it like unleashes and then you chug it down.
You get to use physics beforehand?
Yeah. Or you put the shot in right side up and then pour it slowly so the Jaeger doesn't leave the shot glass. And then you drink them both and they both
Does it do something cool when it mixes that way?
Not really. It's
it
more
gets
just
you drunk.
It's more just the novelty.
Gotcha.
And then you weren't really supposed to mix energy drinks and booze. One we never got that I wish I got when it was real was the Four Loko, the real Four Loko.
I was in college when that came out.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
People went insane on it. Like it would drive you mad.
Yeah.
Cause you were alert.
Yeah.
You didn't get sleepy.
Yeah.
You were just drunk and it was like it was preparing you for a life of booze and coke.
Booze and coke. But the thing is,
it's White Claw. It's like
it had caffeine in it.
Okay, yeah.
Gotcha.
So the original recipe had a shitload of caffeine.
Gotcha. It was
12% alcohol.
Which I also don't fuck with. Caffeine destroys me.
No, you don't do caffeine.
No,
what does it do to you?
I spike intensely and then crash immediately.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I cannot fuck with
it. What drugs do you like? Like of anything? You nicotine guy, anything?
Only marijuana.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. And then even then, I have to like cycle myself between indica and sativa pretty regularly.
Okay, yeah. See, I can't touch weed. Weed, I get massively paranoid immediately. But caffeine, stimulants, coke I don't do anymore. MDMA is the greatest thing on the face of the earth, but I haven't touched it in so long.
It's such a bad next day.
Yeah,
it is a bad next day.
It's really hard to justify, like, once you're a person with shit to do, you gotta unless you're setting aside another day.
Yeah.
Because you're just your serotonin is zapped.
It fucks your serotonin. But nicotine, I didn't get into until like 3 years ago. Once it was in the pouch and I could kind of dose it, never smoked a cigarette. No, well, I did smoke cigarettes in Japan, but that was on a trip. And that was the only time I ever smoked cigarettes. But now that's in my mix now. Yeah.
So I am into hacking my brain.
Yeah.
And I heard that nicotine is a little bit of a nootropic, so I am thinking about getting it.
The pouch is the best way to do it.
I agree.
But you can kind of put it in and out. It's gross, it's sloppy, but now the Zins, you want to get the one that has like a container on the top.
Pop.
Let me fucking give you one of these, dude. We don't have to say who it is because you don't need a sponsor. So this isn't a Zin, but it has that alpha GCP in it.
Okay.
But these, dude.
And this has no caffeine.
So it's alpha GCP L-theanine. There's no caffeine, no nicotine. Do you want one as well?
I got two in right now.
Okay. So, you know what these are?
I don't even know.
I just got two nicotine.
I don't even know how to open this.
Oh, so yeah, you just like fucking bong.
Okay.
And so then you just put that in your lip. I'll read the shit. I don't want to say the brand.
I put it in the top lip.
Okay.
Imagine wear a Hitler mustache. Okay.
Vitamin B6, vitamin B12, alpha GCP is the thing that apparently makes you focus more. Ginseng root extract, which helps blood flow, and then L-theanine. But I saw the ad for these, and their ad said if Zyn and Adderall had a baby.
Oh, okay.
And so then I started fucking around with these. One thing I find is if you do too many, I think you almost get overloaded, and they make you dumber. So you like it makes my head cloudier. But if I stick to like 2 a day, 3 a day, take a couple days off, then I'm good. Yeah.
Okay.
But I did definitely feel like a focus from it.
Yeah. I don't mind the dumber.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to get dumb every now and again.
Every now and again. Yeah.
Hell yeah. I have three kids. I need to be dumb every now and again. Yes. I need a break. Also with weed, I don't get paranoid with weed because I was raised with no shame or accountability.
Oh.
So I don't
really.
I don't think about anything. Like nothing can make me paranoid.
What do you mean by you're raised with no shame or accountability?
Like, I was raised by a single hood mom that loved to fight and get fired from jobs.
Yeah, and she was like, "That's how you gotta be."
Well, she's just like she worked in nursing all the time.
Yeah,
so she. Would
he's
get,
been mortified. He's broken his meter on being mortified.
Yeah, it just does. I think my mom like broke it on my way out of the womb. So she would get fired from jobs and get hired back, not at the same job, but at another job.
Yeah.
Another job and go back to the first job because they need nurses so badly.
Yeah.
I've never seen consequences for her actions.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
So I grew up seeing like, oh, you can just do whatever the fuck you want and they have to take, like they need people. Like the world needs people.
The world needs people, dude. Yeah. Okay.
Now, so I am on the other end of that where I am terrified of upsetting people.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I can't be late to anything.
Mm,
I feel like I am letting everyone down and everyone's mad at me all the time.
Yeah.
Not me.
I've worked on it. I've worked on to let that go. Some meditation, a little ayahuasca that helps like fucking let the shit go. And then you can start being a little bit more of a piece of shit in a good way.
Oh, dude. Yeah. My wife's family is late for everything.
Yeah, I like to be late.
Oh, man. It drives me fucking nuts. Dude, we were late. We were a half an hour away from somewhere we had a reservation for in 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And her fucking brother was like, just dragging ass, like picking his shirt for the day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you guys not fucking flipping out right now?
Yeah.
And her mom's like, oh, you know, he's always been kind of pokey.
Pokey, dude. And you hear an expression you've never heard before. You're like, that's not a fucking thing.
I hate it.
Nah, that's an old school. That's an old school. Slowpoke.
Oh, no. Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's an old one.
Okay. And it just dropped, like, and then my wife will tell me, like, yeah. She's like, oh, I was late to school all the time. I was like, if I was late to school, the fucking nightmare of screaming that I would have went through.
Oh, every time.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. We were early to ever. If we went to my grandma's house for something, we had to get there an hour and a half early so my mom could set the table.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like that kind of early.
One of my daughters, one of my twins, is so traumatized about lateness that now our family is on time for stuff.
Yeah.
Because if we get there late, her attitude about being late ruins
the whole thing.
The experience is.
Yeah, you know,
so rather than have that be the case, because not, like she's 10 years old now, but I feel like women learn really early on, if you're upset, make sure everybody else is as upset as you are. And that's that.
Yeah, and just spread it.
Spread it and forget it.
Yeah.
That's how they do. My wife was
By the way, not good advice to give a daughter.
No. Especially as a father. You know?
Especially if she hates being late.
Yeah.
My wife got so mad at me the other day because I was talking to my daughters and my son. And my son told one of my daughters to just let whatever roll off her back. And I was like, Finn, you can't say that to women because women, their problems are not on their backs. Their problems are inside of them.
Yeah.
So they have to secrete them out of them somehow. And dude, my wife was listening like, what the fuck? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But fuck you.
Yeah, but it's true. But it's
dude,
true.
It's the truest.
Yeah.
Like, and by the way, thank you, marijuana.
Yeah. No, you have to. The thing with a chick is you have to let her freak out in the thing where you go, you should calm down. Where you don't say you should calm down, but you know that she should calm down.
Mm-hmm.
And you let her do it. And then when she comes back from it, she goes, sorry, I freaked out. I should have calmed down. You go, oh, I'm glad you got there on your own.
Yeah.
I would have told you in the moment, but that would have made it worse.
Nothing gets a girl mad.
Are you in a relationship now?
Yeah.
How long have you guys been together?
Like a year and a bit.
Okay.
Like a year and a half.
Che, I'm going to give you a little advice here if you really want to make it work. Don't let her freak out. Make her freak out.
Okay, you push.
Get involved. Women love a man that takes charge.
Yeah.
And if you get involved, it proves what she's saying that the whole world is against her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you just help her build back up.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Oh, nothing will fucking make a girl go worse than if you say you're being irrational.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
If you want to see irrational, then go, you're being irrational, right? Just, this is the way I put it. Women are allowed to be in a bad mood over things that you can't control.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
And my example of that is no man has ever been hangry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. You just, yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. The amount of times I've had a woman in my life be a complete monster.
Yeah.
And then eat something and then be like, sorry, I was hangry.
Yeah.
No dude could ever, if I was a dick to you, or if any dude was a dick to his friend.
Yeah.
And then a few hours later, he's like, sorry, dude, I was just really hungry.
Yeah.
No. Dude, no guy could do that ever. Women treat life like a fucking Snickers commercial.
Yeah.
No dude could be like, hey, sorry, I was in a bad mood because I was hungry.
Yeah.
Dude, that's like, because men are driven by hunger to do something about it.
Yeah.
Women are like driven to like shrink and just do. I feel like most damsels in distress are just hungry bitches that are too weak to leave.
Yeah, they're like, I just, please help me out. I can't do anything
weak.
About it.
Shannon, how do you feel about all this?
I think you're freaking crazy. I have seen men be hangry a billion times and just be like,
Shannon,
asshole.
You're being irrational right now.
Yeah. Shannon, calm down. Calm down. We're having a discussion.
I need a snack.
No need to scream.
Okay, this is you've seen insane men be what you're saying.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What kind of men? Already volatile men? Like, have you ever seen me hangry?
Like, for instance, somebody that used to host the show?
Yes. I think that's what we're all going
with. Uh-huh. That's what we're all going with. Yeah.
Sydney and Che, I mean, both of you, but Sydney. From what I know of you, all the things that you say seem insane to me because you're such a sweet, mild-mannered, polite human being that I can't imagine you being a problem.
Black and mild again.
But men get hangry. This is insane. I'm so sad we're not streaming live so I could see what the chat is saying right now because you're making me feel insane. You're gaslighting me.
Now,
of course you make it about you.
I know.
Fucking broad.
This wasn't even about you, Shannon. How did this even occur?
By the way, Shannon, I don't mean this in a mean way.
Uh-oh.
And you're very...
As long as you want. Okay. There's not like a...
Yeah. Shannon, you're very beautiful and you're very feminine, but I almost don't count you as a girl because you make such good decisions.
Oh, that's very nice of you. I'll take it.
And you're like super rational. Like, I've never seen you flip out over things people should flip out about.
What?
So I almost don't include Shannon in when I talk bad about women.
It's because Shannon is also uber charming, right? And when women are really charming, it's because they know when
uber charming
the fuck
is
up.
A really smooth Indian guy. Yeah.
Well, she also she navigates one of the most hostile, toxic. Yeah. Like irrational.
You're still talking about Lewis.
Yeah. Well, this just the whole Gas Digital
Shannon,
environment.
Shannon's like the
Gaslight Digital.
Shannon's like the Secret Service guy that holds the briefcase with the red phone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is it? The nuclear football.
Yeah, and she's just like, well, it's fine.
Yeah, that's we're gonna get through this today.
Okay, one of all the things we're talking about, one, the archetype that pisses me off the most is gay dudes who think that they get chick privilege.
Oh.
Dude, it happened to me at the airport. I fucking lost it. So I was in line for clear, and there was two lines. One was clear, one was TSA pre-check, and some people were confused, and they went in the clear line when they're supposed to be pre-check. So there's like one person in front of me who's like, oh, is this pre-check? And the guy's like, no, you got to go this way. He's directing her. This gay dude, I'm flying out LAX, so adds to the story. He cuts to the front line and he goes, if you don't have clear, get the fuck behind me. And I just fucking like exploded. I was like, I have clear, motherfucker. You're behind me. I was like, where do you think you are in the world? Like, no, that's only like you're a man. A man doesn't talk to another man like that because then there's physical violence that happens.
Only
chicks get to talk like that because you can't hit them.
Chicks or drag queens.
Oh, but then that's like you're taking that lady privilege. When you're in the drag queen thing because you might get away with, it's a hate crime. You might be able to spin the hate crime thing, but you don't get to just fucking do chick stuff as a dude. No, that's not. I don't care if you get fucked in your ass or you suck dick. You're still a man and you have to live man shit.
My friend Stuart is extremely gay. I talk about him a lot.
Yeah.
And we were on a road trip coming back from a movie. and I went into a gas. He wanted coffee, and he was doing something. So me and the another kid that was driving us went to a gas station. We got him a coffee, and while I was in there, they had it was like 9 o'clock at night. They had the breakfast sandwiches still in,
yeah,
and they were old.
Yeah,
but I was starving.
Yeah,
so I get a bacon. The guy literally goes, "Oh no, my friend, that has been there for 12 hours. I was like, "Oh, dude, I'm just so hungry."
Yeah.
He's like, "You know what? You take for free. Okay. That's how bad it was.
Yeah.
So now Stuart gets in the car, we're driving. I take out my sandwich and he goes, "What's that?" I was like, "An ancient bacon, egg, and cheese that tastes like shit." And he goes, "Did you get me one?" And I was like, "No."
Yeah.
You're not my fucking girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Oh." I was like, "Do you want half?" And he goes, "No. You could offer me a bite." And it made me so mad.
Dude, stop doing chick stuff.
You know what a bacon, egg, and cheese tastes like.
Yes.
It's either you're hungry and you want one. Nobody needs a bite of a bacon, egg, and cheese.
No, as a fucking, you're a buddy on a road trip. Like, what the fuck, dude?
Oh, it made me so, it made me irrationally mad.
Yeah.
It made me so furious. It stuck with me the whole rest of the trip.
Yeah, well, I think it is rational mad because I mean, I don't know what it's like to be gay, but it's you still navigate a lot of your life as a man, like as
yes.
a man. I don't know what it's like being in those circles, but
you're not afraid of getting raped on the street.
Yeah, and you still understand that there's. Like when dudes act a certain way to dudes, that it leads to violence.
You're still in the hierarchy.
Yeah.
Like just because you're gay doesn't take you out of the male hierarchy.
You still live with the repercussions of being male.
Yes. And that's my theory of why gay dudes have the least amount of domestic violence is because it's a real fight.
Yeah.
It's a real two chicks fighting. Yeah. Lesbians have high domestic violence. Have you watched women's UFC? There's not a lot of knockouts. Mm-hmm. They're not hitting with enough force to knock out. And that's pro fighters.
They fight too long. That's domestic violence.
Yeah. And they're slapping, they're scratching. Yeah. It's whatever. It's low damage.
Yeah.
Two dudes, if you're in a gay relationship and you square up, you're like, one of us is going to get knocked out or a broken orbital or something. Yeah. And you're like, this is a real fight. Yeah, you don't want to get in a real fight.
Dude, lesbian fights have to last forever. Like, because then they come back and like, and another thing.
Yeah.
And they just constantly keep coming back.
100. And they don't know how to fight as well. It's a whole other thing.
But I will say, excellent fighters, hood gay guys.
Hood gay guys. Oh, I love seeing a hood gay guy.
They're not.
Because in my experience, the ones I've met that grew up and like, have been gay their whole life.
Yeah.
They've scrapped.
Willing fighters.
Yes.
Very willing fighters. Not necessarily the best. They're still punching with their wrist.
But they're ready to fight.
But they're ready to hit. They're ready to wrist you up.
Yeah.
you don't want to let a gay guy wrist you.
Yeah. The person that I'm thinking of, I watched pull maybe the best. It was what I can only call a gay straight combo.
Yeah. Mm.
It was a giant. Black lesbian versus a tiny Dominican gay guy.
Yeah.
Mm. Fair fight.
Completely above board in my head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tail of the tape is fine on me. It was almost like Street Fighter.
Yeah, dude.
Like, oh, let's see what these, it's like when UFC first started and it was just to see what different styles did against each other.
You know, the Vegas odds are dead even on this one, right?
It's a coin flip.
Yeah.
And she swung at him. And he dodged it.
Yeah.
Grabbed her by the hair.
Yeah.
Yanked her backwards and then body shot.
Oh, yo.
Gotta use your mobility.
It was devastating. Dude, it was like, what, you know the videos of like the old time fat guys getting hit with a cannonball?
Yeah.
Bro. He yanked her so she literally exposed the belly.
Yeah.
And just had it. It was one motion. It was this.
Yeah.
And he hit, and it went wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
It was like slow motion, and he dropped her with a body shot.
Yeah.
And I was so impressed.
That's something I think, like, dudes have. We think about fighting a lot. It's just like, it's one thing. It's cool to be good at fighting. You might get in a fight. Your chance of physical violence is higher. That's the thing you never see in chick fights. Body shots, leg kicks. Like, we're thinking about that. Lots of chicks have never been hit in the stomach. Or like, your average dude has probably been punched in the stomach or kicked in the stomach or something. Yeah.
There was just, I wish I'd send it to Shannon. There was a video on Reels the other day. and it was three girls trying to jump a chick that did MMA.
Oh, no.
And she just, it was like a movie fight where they all went in one at a time and just got laid out. Yeah. And like,
by Ip Man.
And literally like two full hands of hair. Two full hands of hair spinning her around.
That's crazy.
Into almost what was X-Pac's finisher, the X-Factor.
Dude.
It was so great. Shannon, can you just YouTube gay fights? I wonder if there's gotta be.
We'll be here all day. I need to make a call home to my family. I'm gonna be stuck in New York for a while.
Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Small Batch Cigar. Simple, fast, small batch. Having cigars in the house is a real fun, easy way to let people know you are a classy individual. And Small Batch Cigar has got you covered because they've got free shipping on every order, with almost every order arriving within 2 to 3 days in the continental United States. It's the most thorough packaging in the industry. It comes with that Bovita pack, so it's super, super fresh. They have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and you earn 5% rewards points instantly with your purchase. So go to smallbatchcigar.com today, and most people click the new section first to shop the newest arrivals. And you can use our discount code GAS10, GAS10, for 10% off plus those 5% rewards points. So check them out today. Smallbatchcigar.com. Simple, fast, small batch. Let's get back into the show.
Did you see that chick fight from like 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago? It was like this fat Mexican chick and this big fat black chick. And the black chick like punched her. Like literally when she punched her, she goes up on one leg and is like it's almost like a cartoonish Popeye style like overhand right and punches this girl once and lays this fat Mexican.
Oh, she put her to the moon?
Yeah, dude. She like literally like it's on like you don't see people punch like that. Ever.
Was it almost like a Superman punch?
No, but a Superman punch, you like leap. She like is so much force into this overhand punch that she has to go like over the top, like anime style. Like there's fire coming off of the fist. Boom.
Like her ancestors were like channeled into the punch.
Oh, dude, it's a crazy punch. Just one big shot.
Like Falcon punch.
Yes.
Banana way.
Real quick, I think I might have the three girls jumping the other girl.
Okay,
I mean, can you tell just by me showing you this?
I can't tell, but go ahead. Oh, this is it.
Damn, Shannon, you're on top of that.
Shannon, you are so good at your job.
You guys are so nice to me today.
This is exactly what I watch.
Oh, I just saw this. Yeah, there's a
boom. Oh,
yeah, that was a bad idea.
Oh, and she's like split up, and she's like,
no, I think she said square up.
Yeah, square up. Yeah, because in the
can we watch that twist?
If a fight goes to the ground, like the
black people hate slams.
Stand back up.
Okay,
black hood guys hate body slams.
That's good. That's good.
They always go no. How many times I've watched like an MMA guy fight a hood guy?
Yeah.
And they go no slams, man, slams.
Yeah. I think that's
let me up.
I think we need fighting in culture. Mm-hmm. I think fighting is good. I think so many of these like talking head people who have a lot of opinions, it's like you need to get punched once or twice. You need some sort of consequence for your actions. That isn't like, I think if you get punched a few times, you get in a fight, you lose a fight. It's like, it's more emotional and social damage. You're embarrassed, which you should feel. You're a little afraid. You should feel that. The physical damage isn't that high.
You want mutual combat.
Yeah. And we need like rules, clear rules on what is like a legal street fight. And we need to reintroduce it to society.
Do you know that we actually do have that in a lot of states?
Oh, really?
Pennsylvania is a mutual combat state. So if you and another dude are getting in an argument and a cop shows up, you can be like, officer, we would like to fight right here.
They
don't have to, but they can choose to let you guys fight. And as soon as somebody hits the ground, they break it up. Right
oh, so
here.
It's like hockey style.
Yeah.
See, that's amazing. I think that's good. Because people need to know, especially in the culture we live in now, you're talking shit on the internet, everyone's in the comments, and they're being pieces of shit.
Mm-hmm.
People need to know that you can get
punched. Shannon just owned your ass.
What? Mutual combat where two people will willingly...
But it's on, sometimes lawful non-criminal action only in Washington and Texas.
Dude, there used to be Oregon. Yeah, it used to be in Oregon and Pennsylvania. I know Pennsylvania was a mutual combat state for at least some time.
Okay. We need to spread this. We need to spread this.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good to know that you can get punched.
Maybe downgraded to a lower level misdemeanor.
Shannon, I swear to God, you correct me one more time.
Sorry, I really thought that it was going to come up what you were saying.
That was my
combat.
Major contribution to this episode, and you took it away from.
This will prevent you from going to jail, maybe.
Dude,
hey, oh, okay, you're right. That's a very fair point. You're good.
Oh, I was just going to say, can you find the crazy overhand from that the two fat chicks fighting?
So while she's looking for that, so when you said Falcon Punch, it made me think of you know that there's this Sudanese dance that's going viral called the Ragaba. Oh, right. The whole point of it is they're mimicking a falcon in flight. So they're moving their shoulders like the wings and keeping their head still.
Yeah.
Dude, it is. You'll become addicted to this.
Yeah.
Dance. Yeah. Yeah. Shannon, if you get a chance, please. Sudanese ragaba.
Let's
do the last one. So, Che, can you tell really quickly if this is what you're talking about?
Let me see. I don't. Right off the bat. No, this isn't it.
No, but I want to watch it.
Yeah. This is a good one.
It's a fight. We'll take it.
This is a hood fight. Dude, because she ready. But Big Chick is like,
nope.
Wait, she just woke up a sleeping giant.
No, she didn't. Hey, you know what? At least she was humble about it.
Now she knows. That's exactly knows. The society you're asking
exactly.
for.
Exactly. You get hit and you go,
yeah, Shannon, Sudanese ragaba.
Yes, please.
Well, I was trying to. I'm trying to remember exactly what I wanted to say. What is it with the no ground stuff?
I think the no ground. The reason why it's a good thing to have is there's just so much higher level of damage that can happen. Also, you know when the fight's over. Like,
okay.
If a guy falls and then you stop, that's where you're like, we know we stop here. If I can hit a guy on the ground, when do I stop hitting him? And also, it's like, can I kick him in the head on the ground? Can I?
So here's my, if we had a, and I guess this is a racial roundtable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Technically, this is a roundtable.
Yes.
And we are on either side of it, not by design, but
right.
as a member of the white delegation.
We're technically at the back of the table.
Yeah, as a member of the white delegation, I get two votes because of my size.
Okay, fair enough.
Not because I'm white. I ate my way into my votes. As the representative of the whites and the fats, I believe I would agree to that if the black delegation would agree to no more stomping out.
Yes.
And no jumping in.
Yeah, I think that's great.
That's
fair.
That's
great.
But fights
in black guys fight in packs.
Yeah, but interracially, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But like when it's when the race is the same, when it's a homogeneous racial fight
mm-hmm.
in the hood, typically, and the reason why they don't go to the ground is because first clean punch wins the fight.
Okay, yeah.
So you're not gonna have like a knockdown drag out fight between two dudes in the hood.
Yeah, yeah.
First clean punch, and then both of them are. Now we're going to be the bigger man.
Okay.
Walk away from this.
Okay.
And if it goes to the ground, first clean punch is an end in it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It gets a little wild down on
it. It gets a little wild, and then there's too many variables. Getting slammed, mm-hmm. you can't have slams because you're fighting on concrete. You're fighting on things that aren't slam conducive.
Broken glass.
Yeah, exactly.
Drug needles.
Yeah. So that's that. I agree with those. Yeah. No.
Okay. Curbs.
Curbs.
Yeah.
Curbs are rough.
Yes.
Curbs is what'll get you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't stomp. Yeah. I think it's like
unwatched babies. Get these unchaperoned babies off of our fight, please.
Shannon, what do you got for us, baby?
The Sudanese thing. I'm not sure if there was a particular one that you wanted.
Any
to see.
One of okay. them. So this is the takeoff. Now is this? He's a falcon. Keep him. He's a falcon on the ground. And at some point, he's going to take off and start flying. Boom. All right, he's in flight. Now, we're seeing it from the front, right? And almost every video you're going to find of it is from the front. But, like, I went crazy the other day trying to find a video of this from the back because I think that it gives you a better visual. And I did find it, and it looks insane. Their head is not moving.
Yeah.
And like, so see how they're looking left and right?
The neck, too. The neck almost like extends.
So, ragaba apparently means neck. So, it is a neck dance.
Okay.
But see the way their shoulders are moving?
Yeah.
And like, they'll look left and right every now and again?
Yeah.
It looks like a falcon, like hunting as he's flying.
Okay.
It is the craziest thing.
How many years do you have to spend with all those rings on your neck? To get that kind of control.
It's like Dragon Ball Z training for the ragaba dance.
And next they're going to do the lower lip dance
Oh, I mean, that's the only dance I know.
Oh, dude, that was fucking... Shannon, can you just YouTube gay guys fighting?
Yes.
I feel like
gay fights. I have a couple of them.
Oh, baby.
Oh, here we
this
go.
This is so much better than doing stories.
Yeah, I've seen this one. This is a classic.
Look at that stance. That's crazy. Yeah. Their feet are crossed.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's clapping the syllables.
Look at that lunge forward with the nose over the toes.
I need a better one.
Yeah, no, crazy move.
Oh, right. Shit.
Oh, so short.
Did any of these turn into fights?
Another one.
Are gay guys not allowed to fight?
Oh, Shannon, apparently you did not have gay fights lined up.
I had two beginnings of them.
Yeah, you did. You had.
Okay.
There's a really good one. That's
you had a gay preambles lined up.
No, I feel like this is going to be a fight.
I don't know if that's an insult or praise coming from homosexuals.
Boom.
Damn it. Yeah.
Shannon, do you know what a gay fight is?
This is a Mad TV sketch. Not.
All right.
That's Key and Peele.
Shannon, look up...
They're not gay. They just do improv.
Look up gay domestic security camera. There's one specific one that we'll see if we can find that's like a really good just...
Shannon, you and I are in mutual combat right now, by the way, just so you know.
No. It's not legal here.
No. I don't see it. No.
That's just all right. Gay domestic?
Yeah, try it. No, this is going to be lame. All right, don't worry about it.
Gay guy fist fight.
You stop at fist.
Yeah, it's bringing up all the same ones from before.
Oh, that right there. Locker that room right there.
Let's see this.
Are these gay men? No, that's a boxer.
Oh, what's this guy's name? He's
Aaron the Plumber.
Yeah. Oh, he's a boxer.
I think so.
All right. Don't worry about it. Apparently, this is. If anyone has a video they want to send in of gay guys fighting,
love it.
We can do it on one of the future
new
shows.
New genre: gay fights.
Gay fights. I would love that. That's why I think. When there's like all the debate about should trans people compete in what gender should they compete? Yeah. I think we should just have
trans
fights.
Yeah, the trans fights. Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to see that?
Yeah.
So Ryan and I came up with a hack the other day for trans in sports.
Yeah.
So all sports, all female sports should be dudes dressed up as Madea. First dudes dressed up like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Well, we know who's going to win those.
I mean... The Doylestown Doubtfires are better than you think.
I don't know. The Doubtfire, that sounds like a real Washington Generals situation.
I mean, but look, it could be a hockey. It could be hockey.
Okay.
Yeah,
I got
true.
My money on the Doubtfires.
Hockey, bobsled. Yeah, skiing. Yeah.
Skiing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are we? Which Olympics are we at? Summer or winter?
Yeah, pickleball.
Pickleball. Is that in the Olympics now?
I don't know, but
skateboarding?
The Doubtfires are going to definitely
dominate. Oh, no, the Blacks are getting skateboarding. The Blacks
they're
are getting
good
skateboarding.
At skateboarding.
Dude. Yeah.
They figured it out.
Yeah, they figured
it out. They figured it out. That was one of our last bastions. Yeah.
Dude, I'm just like envisioning a black guy standing over a skateboard like, I understand it now.
They figured it out. Yeah. It's crazy. You said that like it's the CIA, like with Jason Bourne.
They've gone online.
Yeah.
It's like with the fucking Twin Towers thing with George Bush when he whispers to him. They figured out skateboarding.
George Bush is just like,
he's screaming for the kids.
Fuck.
The blacks have figured out skateboarding.
Yeah. Like, gone are the days where if you take your skateboard to a black neighborhood, it's going to end up on cinder blocks with all the wheels going. It's not like that anymore. It's different now.
I saw a fucking meme that made me laugh so hard the other day. Uh-huh. It was the George Bush getting told the second tower has been hit.
Yeah.
But it was a guy with Down syndrome. And the guy whispered, they've grilled the second cheese. It made me laugh. Holy shit.
That's crazy.
Dude, that's how good that Shane joke is.
Yes. That is to not... Retarded people and grilled cheese are synonymous now because of how funny he's making them in Night Vegas.
Yes,
no, before he got big, when he was still in Philly, that when he first did that joke one time, I swear to God, and you can ask him, I was like, dog, you're going to become one of the most important comedians on the planet. That is going to happen.
That's so funny that joke was like, dude, what did it for you?
I laugh about that joke. Like, I mean, not as much as I used to, but like, anytime I saw cheese or bread,
yeah,
it just yeah. made me happy.
Dude, my dad said to me once, he's making them at night.
Yeah. Oh, no way.
My dad dropped it on me. He's like, you seen that?
Yeah, I was like, have I seen that? Dude.
Yeah. Dude, oh, there's like, God. There's like, he didn't do the collection of jokes that he was originally doing with that. And dude, if he would have, I mean, I know he's already big.
Yeah.
But dog, his original collection of jokes with that bit.
Yeah.
Groundbreaking. The funniest shit. And so the his sister on heroin. Did he ever do that on any of his specials?
He did that in the first one.
Okay, that was
fell asleep like a Dracula.
And then he had like a callback to what the baseball joke about the blacks coming. Dude, it was some of the most brilliant shit.
Man.
To this, that is so.
So
you know whose special really fucking, I've watched three times in the last 2 weeks. H. Foley's Half an Hour is so fucking funny.
Where is it? I didn't even know.
It's on YouTube. It's really good.
Yeah?
That's cool.
All right, I got to check
it out. It's really fucking funny.
I'll check that out.
I really liked it. All right, let's do a story or two. This is very much my interest, so I apologize. Arrest made in fraud investigation surrounding Raleigh County's Whitaker family. Are you familiar with the Whitakers?
Not yet.
No.
The Whitakers, now this... This is the most white people shit possible. The Whitakers are America's most inbred family.
Oh, okay. I know who you're talking about. Yes.
They basically make animal noises. Like, they don't talk.
Yeah.
They're rough.
Yeah.
No, pun not intended. And, hey, guys, today's episode is brought to you by our great friends at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. That's right. Stop going to smoke shops, bodegas, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time and you don't even know what's in there. When you go to YoKratom.com today, they have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at Gas. If you don't use Kratom, don't start on my account. But if you use Kratom for one of its many, many benefits, there's only one place in the world, and there's no promo code needed. Why? It's already the best deal in the world of Kratom. $60 for a whole kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door. So check them out today, guys. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, let's get back into the program. Yeah, I guess somebody was bilking them for money. Shannon?
Okay.
This is them, most of them. So this one particular guy, you can pull it away. This one particular guy was going and filming them and then putting up on his YouTube to send money that he was going to send it to the family and then wasn't actually sending it to the family.
Damn.
I looked up his YouTube page. I found he doesn't have a lot of stuff. So I guess he pulled some of it down, but not all of it. But I can show you a couple of the
videos. Yeah, please.
So here's one. This is with Timmy, who he doesn't bark, but he doesn't say actual words.
How many levels of gross fucking had to happen?
I don't know, dude. It has to. Go. I mean,
the
one good thing.
That's the one I wanted. So the blue shirt.
No, I'm trying. There we go.
What?
This shit really fucking gets me.
Yeah.
It really freaks me out.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre type stuff.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot. So Softlight Underbelly did a bunch of shit with these guys.
Okay, yeah.
And there's a video of them where essentially it seems like one of them's trying to say, like, this is where my family's buried.
Yeah.
And it's assuming that some of them just died and they buried them on the land.
Yeah.
And he's like doing a tour of their house.
Yeah.
And he kind of lets it loose that there's bodies.
Oh.
And it really is fucking scary.
Dude, the good thing about that is we know that inbreeding's bad. Like,
we already know.
We already know, but it's like sometimes people need, like, they're like,
it's good to have proof.
It's good to have proof.
It's good to have proof.
Because some people go, oh, well, fucking science, the same people told you this, told you that. It's like,
Jay, I think more the arguments are, but my cousin's so hot.
Yeah, that's true.
She's so hot.
How hot is she? How hot is she?
Worth
that
it?
Hot?
Yeah.
Is she that hot? Yeah.
Yeah. taking your 50-year-old son to the grocery store hot?
Yeah.
Nope.
So I sympathize with that. Because I grew up in a small town, but with a big, giant family. My grandmom had 14 kids on my mom's side.
Damn.
And there were like over 15 on my dad's side.
Yeah.
Like some of them died in a house fire growing up, but that's what used to happen back then.
Yeah.
You had to weed out the weak ones.
Yeah.
If you get caught in a house fire when you are old enough to open a door and walk out of there.
Yeah, it's kind of on you.
That's an intelligence test.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like, yeah, your senses clicking, like you're sleeping through house fires you weren't made to make.
Especially before, like, Sega, like in anything to, like, keep them distracted long enough for the fire to rage too bad. So, I, two times in my scholastic life, I kissed cousins that I didn't know were cousins until I found out later.
Damn. All right. Yeah.
One of the cousins put her hand below my belt line.
Oh shit!
I'm not gonna say what she did, but
she yeah. But she was doing shit.
But she was doing it.
Damn, dude. Well, I guess that happens.
And that was the most devastating one because like right after that, I walked her home, and
it was your house.
We went through the back door. I've never seen this entry.
Yeah.
No, but you went through the back door? I thought she just jerked you off.
Yeah, no, we got to her house and opened up the door, and it was like, I know that guy. My dad introduced me to him one time as a relative.
Yeah.
And then I went home and told my dad about it. I was like, yeah, that's...
He goes,
she's your cousin.
Yeah. And you went, oh, fuck,
yeah,
dude.
But she was so willing to put her hand below my belt line.
Yeah. That's a tough one. How old were you?
I was... So
32.
How old was I? Don't tell my wife about it. No, it was sixth, seventh grade.
Yeah, at that time, it's like such peak horny, dude.
And she moved to town.
Yeah.
Like, and I only met her in school.
Yes.
And I had access to her. Like, she was one of those kids that was, so I was always in like kind of a gifted program in school. And sometimes they would put people who didn't quite fit in with the rambunctious classes that they had them in.
Yeah.
And they would let them be in our class for homeroom.
Mm-hmm.
Just to like have a breather.
Yeah.
Before
going
back to the mongoloids that they went to school with.
Yeah.
And so every day in homeroom, twice a day, I had access to her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And showed her what a good boy was.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Dude.
So.
Damn.
I won her affection.
Yeah.
And she was like one of those girls too where like all the older dudes were trying to get with her. So I felt really amazing.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, fuck, dude.
She felt that familial bond. And she was like, this guy.
Well, we just talked about that on the show that, like, there's a surprisingly high percentage of moms that give up their sons, meet them later in life, and they fuck.
Really?
Because, or just in general, like cousins.
Yeah.
Especially if you're up for adoption.
Yeah.
They feel a spark.
No, you feel a familial thing,
and
your body misinterprets it as sexual attraction.
Oh, because you're like, oh, this is comfortable. I like this. Yeah,
yeah. You feel you feel all the things that you would feel for someone you're related to.
Yeah,
but your body doesn't know how to interpret that.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. I always feel bad for.
By the way, Shannon, am I completely making that up? Because I've said it on multiple episodes, and I feel like it could be one of those things that I maybe kind of heard and then just has said as a fact.
I love those facts.
I don't care what information she comes back with. I'm believing that.
Yeah.
That is my fact.
Fuck the internet, dude. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I fucking pissed off so many celebrity chefs.
Oh, why? What'd you do?
I thought I was right, but apparently I was just... Let me say this. I'll look into the camera. I'm dumb, and sometimes I hear a thing, it sticks with me, I forget where I heard it, and I assume it's something that I know for a fact. I said on an episode kind of recently that on cooking competitions, they have sous chefs that recreate the food.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because somebody must have told me that years ago, and I just committed it as fact.
Yeah.
To my memory.
That too easily makes sense.
Yeah.
It's too easy to believe to not believe it.
And I said that, and then they clipped it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Food Network stars came out of the woodwork to call your boy an idiot. Never did I think I would have a paragraph-long hate response from Andrew Zimmerman.
Who's Andrew Zimmerman?
Well, you were calling out their honor.
Yeah.
By saying that.
Dude, it was the most star-studded comment section I have ever had.
Sick.
I don't know if you saw that Wells who I believe was on maybe a former season of Traitors, but he's from The Bachelor. I'm gonna share it right now so we can scroll through some of the check marks. You can see some of the chefs that commented.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's Wells, Rocco DeSpirito.
Yep. Oh, dude, I got fucking destroyed on this. I got destroyed.
Attacked by check marks.
I got my ass eaten alive in these comments, dude.
So yeah, a whole bunch of stuff. I know that. I thought the Andrew Zimmern one would show up at the top.
But oh, dude, there's some wild ones.
Yeah, they're not happy with you.
Oh, yeah. They are pissed at me.
Love it.
So on behalf of my guest that day, I will say I was wrong, but I did have one or two chefs reach out to me personally.
Uh-oh. And
say they might be hiding a bit of a smoke screen.
Okay.
And there is more to it.
Okay.
And I'm going to say this. Zach didn't say this. I'm saying this. Andrew Zimmerman's playing both sides of this.
Yeah, dude.
I did have a two or three DMs
that go
from pro chefs that are like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
These celebrity chefs are fucking all smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
Nobody's cooking that. That is all fucking sous chefs doing that.
Yeah.
And they don't want that. They don't like this. The idea of you blowing up their shit.
Oh,
now I don't think that's real. I think those people were lying to me.
Yeah. dude, you're getting exposed, Food Network.
Dude, Shannon, what is the views and comments like? It's a fucking wild for a show that for my stupid show.
Yeah.
It did pretty good, Shannon.
It's over 140,000 views.
Mm-hmm.
And then the comments, I have to look on my phone because I can't see it here. One second. But I see every day I get notifications of another chef being pissed off and commenting on it.
And I mean, not just like, hey, not true.
Yeah.
Vitriol.
Shared over 1,200 times.
Wow.
And over 150 comments.
Wow.
Damn.
Rage bait is the meta.
And I will say, that is because I thought I heard of it. It's like the Tom Segura bit where he thought Tommy Lee Jones was gay because his dad told him it once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very similar in that, like, I swear somebody told me that.
Oh, yeah.
Dog, you should not feel bad about it in the future that we live in now. If somebody really wants the information, they can fact check it themselves.
Totally. And we're idiots on a podcast. Like, it's like, wait. What do you think? If you're coming to us and being like, well, Zach Amico told me, it's like, is that going to hold up in a court of law?
Yeah,
like,
I'm just spreading the news, dude.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I got Chef Antonia also.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, you could share it. She just says false.
Yeah.
But
who's
she did
Chef
comment.
Antonia?
I'll go to her page real quick.
Hot?
Yeah, she's cute. I like her. I think. I like her and Chef Alex. Those are my bitches.
Yeah.
I love them.
Those are my bitches.
At least Chef Alex didn't yell at you yet.
I would be heartbroken if Chef Alex
What is Chef Antonia on?
A bunch of the Food Network shit.
Okay.
Hey, guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So, while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. PowerBrainCoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, guys. Maybe it's that they're
faking. It was the first time my wife realized that, like, I have an audience.
Okay.
Because she was like, she's like, I've never been so starstruck by a comment section.
Yeah.
But yes, I fucked that up, everybody. I'll take it. I apologize to those of you that I pissed off with my misunderstanding. And I hope. You're probably going to hate me forever because I said that.
I found Andrew Zimmerman's post.
Oh, hell yeah, read it.
This is the biggest pile of bullshit I've ever heard. Like some of my other colleagues have mentioned, complete and utter BS. You might want to ask the same question of how competition shows work, only this time ask people who have done hundreds of them. We do exist and we are happy to share. Oh, should we reach out to him?
Reach out to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Dude, get him on here with me and Shay.
Yeah.
100%.
Let's grill this dude.
Yeah, yeah, dude. It's like what we said, we got some comments here in the DMs that are
not. So here's the thing. Years ago, I had tweeted, this is before Anthony Bourdain died, that Anthony Bourdain looks like he'll put a finger in your ass without asking, and Andrew Zimmerman looks like he likes to get peed on.
Yes.
And Andrew Zimmerman liked it.
Okay. Wow.
So I'm trying to figure out if he already had a bug in his ass about me.
Yeah, he was like, fuck this guy, dude. He says I like to get pissed on then I don't know how to cook.
That was a line. That was the line.
Yeah, dude. Whatever.
All right. Police are looking for Florida boy who murdered a duck.
Oh, wow.
Shannon? Yeah.
Killing ducks?
Can I just say I hate this very much?
I do too.
Murdered is a long length to go for a duck.
I mean, I doubt the police are going to find it because they're all quacks. I'm done. Yeah. I'm done.
That's great. There you go.
They should at least bill him for it.
Yeah. The video you may find disturbing. This all happened on Sunday
here in Fort Lauderdale. He's in Canada East killing
ducks. Oh, Jesus.
He's jumping a duck right now.
What did this duck do? It's on the ground.
This is why we don't let fights go to the ground, Chad.
Dude, yeah, this is why you don't let him go to the ground. Oh, my God.
And sadly stomped it to death. Now, Fort Lauderdale cops are
that kid looks feral.
He does.
Yeah. He looks like a jungle child.
Yeah, yeah. Not hood. Feral.
No, yeah. So the way he catches it, he corners it. Like, this isn't the first time this kid's caught foul with his bare hands.
And calls police. There is a $5,000 cash reward for information that leads to police identifying that young boy.
Dude,
take another look at them. If you
what
have
pisses
any
me off about this is if he eats that duck, is it a crime? What he just did?
I don't know. Yeah, it's like, is he catching it just to... He was just killing it for love of the game, which is the problem.
Now, we do have an exclusive here on the show.
Yeah.
I have audio of what happened right before that. And this is actually what the duck said to the kid. Come on.
God, God, stubborn beggar.
So, in all fairness...
Donald?
In all fairness...
Yeah.
It was a touchy situation.
That's fair, but like, I mean, that duck wasn't wrong about that kid.
The whole thing of $5,000 cash prize to fucking information, that's a little steep.
I know,
it's
what
like,
are they, Wayfair or Epstein? Yeah,
dude, the kid fucking stomped a duck. The kid's weird.
The kid's a sociopath.
Yeah, that's a weird
if anything, that's
kid.
Let's get a serial killer off the street before they're a serial killer.
I just want to say real quick that I read in the article about this that they said a lot of people are saying that this is probably an indication that the child is being abused and that's part of the reason why they're trying to find the child so they can investigate into the child's home life.
That kid looked like he ran right out of the forest. Looks like he just fucking...
He ran out of the house from people under the stairs.
Yeah, like he like ripped a fucking collar off his neck and just bolted and then killed the first thing he saw because he thought that the duck was going to snitch on him or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, the duck's going to tell him where I live.
He looked like the whole time he was running after that duck, he was screaming.
Yeah, yeah. That kid looked creepy. Yeah.
Shannon, what did you have to say?
In Staten Island, I'm not sure if you guys know this, but we have turkeys running around. And I was walking home one day and there's like a little bit of a field and there were a couple of kids walking through the field and there was like a mama turkey and her two little baby turkeys walking behind her and they were throwing things at them. They were picking up rocks and they were throwing cans and bottles and stuff. And I was like, hey, excuse me. I was like, can you just maybe leave them alone? It's a baby. And then they looked at me for a second and they walked away. So
they started throwing cans.
I saved the turkey's life.
That's good for you, Shannon.
Good. Shannon. No, that kid looked like he stunk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stunk.
Yeah, that kid is a problem in school.
Oh, for sure.
If he's in school.
I don't think he looks like nonverbal.
Yeah,
like
I think the white mom that he has, which for sure his mom's white and his dad's black.
Yeah.
His mom's a Whitaker.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a big time Whitaker.
And his dad's
a Whitaker. A Whitaker, a Whitaker.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, no, that kid looked I think he also might probably be developmentally disabled. The
yeah,
way
he, dude, that
he
kid,
was feral.
Yeah, yeah. The way he's moving, the way he cornered that thing, mm-hmm. that was like I run on all fours.
Yeah, that yeah, was yeah. very.
Yeah, dude. That kid's got long fingernails with dirt underneath them.
I mean, he like, looks like he's been training to tackle Barry
like,
Sanders.
Look,
his whole
he takes
life.
A step out, then he steps like he's yeah. like he's like you're not getting away, duck.
My Uncle Angelo fought a goose. One time, yeah. and the goose yeah. fucked him up. It was all goose. It was fucking 10-8 goose, dude.
10-8 yeah. goose.
Goose. He jumped out of the car. And he's like, my Uncle Angelo was crazy.
Yeah.
He had stars tattooed on his knuckles so that people saw stars before and after he hit them.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
he got fucked up by a goose.
He was an electrician. I don't think yeah. I need yeah. to say a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a little tiny little
wait,
guy.
Wait, meth or pills?
Neither.
Oh. Good
sober.
For him.
Oh, wow.
Sober but crazy.
Good for him.
Yeah, and yeah, he nuts. Jumped out of a car one time and was like, I'm going to see if I can fight this goose. Nope. He also, I believe, broke his hand one time because he went to throw a handful of jelly beans at someone
yeah.
out of the car.
How could this go wrong?
And forgot yeah. the window was up.
There it is.
And smashed there his, it is. Broke his hand full, but then he had a broken hand full of mashed up jelly beans.
He couldn't open his hand.
And another story I will tell you guys off the air because it's pretty rough.
Yeah. Dude, my sister, she used to have like really bad luck when she was a little kid. She was a little chunky kid. I mean, she was chunky as she grew up too, but. One time at Manitoni Park in Pottstown, I was down there. I forget what we were down there for, but I was assigned with watching my younger siblings. And dog, she was like feeding geese in the water. A goose popped out of the water, flanked her.
Yeah.
And she's still like throwing geese. She turns around. He jumps up, drop kicks her into the water. Yeah. And like keeps like kicking her. Like, dude, it was like a fucking Street Fighter movie. Like pop, 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 pop. Like a 30-hit combo yeah. until she fell in the water. And I just watched.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even, like, advance on the situation yeah, as it was happening.
Yeah. One time my dad put animal crackers in my aunt's hood. She had, like, a hoodie on.
Oh, beautiful.
At, like, a park with a bunch of ducks and geese.
Yeah.
And he filled her hood with animal crackers.
Love it.
And I just remember my aunt running.
Yeah.
And just lines of birds chasing
just
her.
Going that's crazy. Nuts, when I was a kid, we would take the pieces of our lunch we didn't like and we'd put them in dog shit so that the seagulls would come and eat the dog shit.
That's diabolical.
Yeah, I know.
I don't even know why that's a problem, but that is diabolical.
Yeah, we were just bored. And I was like, oh, fuck, I don't like this part of my lunch. You just stick in dog shit. And then you see the seagulls and we'd be like, ah, they're eating the shit.
That's also satisfying a curiosity. So I almost support that.
Yeah.
It's like, will they still eat it?
Will they eat the shit? Yeah. Will they?
And will they?
The thing is, they did. They ate that dog shit, dude.
That is brutal.
Yeah. It's a seagull.
Let's get one more thing in before we're done here. Sharon, you got anything you want? You know, let's do this. Karen is canceled. Meet her younger, sassier cousin who's entitled abrasive and also wants to speak to your manager. This is apparently, there's a new term. Karen is outdated.
Yeah.
And what is the new white woman name that we are using?
Not Jackie. Is it Jackie?
No, yeah. But same first letter.
Okay. Jen?
Janice?
No.
Jenny? Jocelyn? Joy? Jehovah?
Here, J-E.
J-E?
Jessica.
Yes. Jess.
100%.
Jessica.
Yeah. Now there's not Karen. Now the younger version of Karen is the Jessica. The Shannon? Jessica.
I mean, that's really the long and the short of it. It's just like that's what they're switching over now to. Anybody who is like complainy, wants to talk to the manager, yada, yada.
Why are we switching, Karen?
I know, Shannon, you must have felt like you dodged a bullet with that because Shannon could for sure be that name.
Yeah, it's like how many names are you going to take for this?
Almost
yeah.
every Shannon I know is very like
also
rule
Karen
following.
Works. I don't understand why we would switch to Jessica. Like, I feel like this is someone trying to push something that's not going to stick.
Right? I feel like Karen might be a generational thing.
Yeah.
It's like the John and Kate plus 8 lady haircut.
Yeah.
That's a Karen.
She's an old school Karen. That's like the prototypical Karen.
The short hair. I feel like a Jessica could be like the next generation, not like the mom haircut.
Okay.
And Jessica could have like a nose ring. Like one of those.
Fair.
Like she's a little different.
We're going to end it with this. Gunfight erupts when teens try to steal exotic puppies.
Wait, what kind of fight?
Gunfight.
But you said cum fight.
Nope.
What the hell are we living in?
Dude.
Cum fight.
Cum fight. Cum fight.
Whipping cum.
Hold on, I gotta shake my balls. They're a little clumpy.
It was like a scene out of a movie, a gun battle over pricey exotic dogs.
What fucking gun is that?
I don't know, dude. And who shoots a gun like that?
For her and her girlfriend's life is forced to fire after a group of young men start shooting at her.
You gotta knock on the door.
The three young men you can clearly see in this Ring video went to the woman's West Park home around...
The second it said teens,
yeah,
I had a feeling. I didn't want to say it. The Ring camera had to set it for me.
Yeah.
When it said steal exotic puppies.
Yeah.
Well, that threw me off because it didn't say pit bulls.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Exotic puppies? I'm like, all right, this could
be... Yeah, we like some sort of hairless, like minx type thing. I don't know.
Yeah, not. Yeah. But those puppies were cute as hell.
Yeah, they were cute as hell.
I knew it was either going to be Whitakers or Whitakas. I knew that for a fact.
But yeah, let's see this.
Yeah, Asians aren't stealing puppies.
Well, they are, but they're taking them in their tummies.
Yo, you'll never see it.
Yeah,
you'll never see it.
Look at those cute ass dogs.
They don't need to be exotic.
Nah.
Breeds exotic dogs, and she figured they were there to inquire about them.
As soon as I turn around, that's when he grabbed me.
One of the men then grabbed the woman holding her at gunpoint. There was a struggle.
Other guy that was standing here went and put his arm around me, put the gun to my head. And then I started screaming, trying to, like, wiggle myself out.
The trio take off with two exotic micro bullies, similar to the dogs you see here. They're worth about $4,000 each.
Damn.
The robbers don't leave quietly either. They shoot at the woman, and that's when she goes into her home to grab her gun.
I would have done anything to protect my girlfriend.
Yes, so investigators say...
Why would they leave quietly?
I have a feeling they don't enter quietly.
You know what I mean? No. Like, why was that even a descriptor?
I want to, dude, that gun is terrifying.
Yeah. And by the way, they left very rude.
It was like also, the way she's shooting it, dude. A gun battle over pricey exotic dogs.
Doesn't hit the car once, though.
No, it's like she's trying to get something off the top shelf.
Her girlfriend's life is forced to fire after a group of
shoot it down.
Shooting at her.
All right, can I say, having that car outside of your house
you're gonna get
is robbed. An invitation for teens.
To rob you.
To come...
At least
Rob
come
you.
Look.
Yeah. Well, and it's also, it's like the house looked like shit. And then you have this car outside. Mm-hmm. It's like, we're bad with money. We're making bad decisions. Also, I've never been to a dog breeder's place where I go like, oh, you have your shit together. Anytime you go to pick up a dog off of a dog breeder, they're like, it's some lady smoking. Yeah, they just got fucking birth. Look at this one. He's too young. This one, he bites a bit. And she has not a smoking jacket, but like a bathrobe on or something. Yeah. That's the
with cigarette burns in it.
Oh, yeah. Dog breeders are always, the house stinks.
Two different slippers.
Oh, we're going to get so many comments from dog breeder, from celebrity dog breeders now. I'm so glad I don't do this show anymore. But yeah, that car, that is a rob me car.
Yeah, dude. It's a bright green.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so loud, dog.
Man, these teens. All right, guys, we're going to call the show there. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to thank my guests, Che Durana and Sydney Gant. Two Goons and World War Fund. Did we ever do plugs?
We never did plugs.
I'm so sorry.
I thought it was a new thing.
No. Let's do some plugs. Yeah. I apologize. Sid, what do you want people to check out, dog?
Oh, yo, just check me and Ryan Shaner at World War Fund, a comedy podcast where each week we take a theme and turn it inside out. We basically declare World War Fund on a new theme every week. So come check us out. We're having a really good time over there.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Excellent, Che.
Check out Two Goons on all platforms. And I'm going to be in Phoenix on the 19th, and I'm going to be in North Carolina on the 27th to the 29th, I think. So any tour date stuff, you can go to chaterand.com for all that kind of stuff, okay?
Fantastic, guys. Instagram, Zach is not funny. All my tour stuff is punchup.live/ZachAmico. And if you love the show, head on over to gasdigital.com. Use my promo code Zoo, get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. Get access to the live chat, the archives, thousands of episodes of your favorite Gas Digital shows, and our exclusive Friday episode. Also, making a deal soon to go do the Tropicana in Atlantic City when it gets a little warmer, so stay tuned for news on that. And thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next whenever we see you here on the Morning Zoo. Goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop the bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's.